This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Poet Susan Luther is in the Sundial Writer's Corner today. Her mother, a true pioneer woman, filled the family's basement with preserves of all kinds, which now include precious memories for Susan and her siblings.
I grew up in a two-story, 1930s brick house with a full, unfinished basement reached by a steep set of stairs that went down from the kitchen. The furnace was down there, and the laundry area, Dad's tool room, and a large space with a second-hand pool table in it. But there was another cubbyhole down there, too, behind a door where my dad and brother had hung a dartboard. And that room is the subject of this poem, titled Preserves, a word I'm using in more than one sense. Mom didn't have time to tell me everything. That's Nola Garrett. In shadow, even when the light was on, that walled-off corner of the basement Mom called, so we all called it the fruit room, really was the pickle room, where jar after glass jar of homemade bread and butter, mustard, and watermelon rind fermentation sweetened the shelves. Dark, musty with the smells of lives and years before us, with adult secrets? What was in that box you couldn't reach? So high even Mom or Dad would have had to use a ladder. What was in, or had been in, those travel-stickered trunks of Mom's you could see near the furnace, through the fruit room's opened door? And why? Dad told it, fondly, after she died. Why did Mom once break their engagement? Why did they almost not get married? After they both were gone, we found jars of pickles still on the shelves and overhead surprises such as an antique portrait bowl I never knew existed, a wedding gift, grandma's, great-grandma's, and an oversized Italian platter no cupboard would fit. I never made pickles and long ago stopped making Mom's famous peanut brittle. But where's the recipe for, and when did you? I can't ask, just imagine, in the deja vu of not yet, back then, Mom sitting on her kitchen stool up the stairs, next to the cabinets, smoking, reading, as I do now, yet another mystery novel, measuring her ingredients, putting up home pleasures her child couldn't guess. I can only wonder, wish, and cook up a knowing smile between us, maybe even a wink, then go on down the stairs with her into that liminal space that probably isn't even unfinished anymore. Take a look around, go back up, and quietly, the two of us shut the door.
Although Susan Luther doesn't make her mom's famous peanut brittle anymore, she'll always be grateful for her mother's legacy of words. Growing up, Susan was inspired by her mom's poems, some of which she included in her own collection entitled Breathing in the Dark. If you enjoy these Sundial commentaries, you can also listen online at WLRH.org. And on iTunes. This is 89.3 Huntsville.